Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm with Tom Statura from Intel. Welcome to the program, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. We're going to be talking about iWARP today. Why don't you tell us what it is and why it's a big deal?
Sure. iWARP is RDMA over Ethernet. Mm-hmm. And what RDMA is the protocol that helps you to get low latency. So in short, iWARP's a way to get low latency onto an Ethernet fabric.
Remote direct memory access, is that right?
Wow, you've done your homework, yeah. So remote direct memory access is the same kind of protocol that most of the high-performance computing culture uses today. So when you hear of InfiniBand down on a mm-hmm. cluster, that's running RDMA. iWARP is the same kind of protocol, but it runs over Ethernet.
Okay. You can actually run different protocols on an Ethernet connection. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, most people just know it as normal LAN traffic today. But you'll see that there's much more storage coming into Ethernet today. So iSCSI, Fibre Channel over Ethernet, and this next wave, which I'm really focused on, is getting low latency on it with iWARP.
Now let's talk about low latency. Why is that important? And why have people been working on iWARP for a number of years to get this thing deployed?
Probably the two markets that care the most about it today are high performance computing. So when you have a lot of parallel jobs running together mm-hmm. and you have to get all that output to assimilate into an answer, you know, be it a car crash simulation, gene code cracking, or whatever it is, latency actually bounds how that application finishes its job in time. So lower latency will get you your result quicker, which gets, you know, solutions to the bigger problems in our world solved faster. So that's why HPC wants it. Another market that cares a lot is the financial market, and there, time is money. So the faster they can actually observe that there's some special market window or market condition, the faster they can actually get a trade out and actually capitalize on that market window. So those two have been focused on low latency for at least a decade, maybe
sure.
even more. But I think where we see the exciting thing happening is we're moving into this cloud generation,
mm-hmm.
and there's real HPC in the cloud implementations out there. And so we see a need for, as cloud is offering all these services to anybody to rent for whatever they want to do, low latency is going to be important, you know, be it for HPC, be it for financials, or most likely use cases that we haven't even dreamed up yet that the cloud will enable.
Can you define latency as it relates to performance?
Yeah, I guess the easiest way to say it is it's how long it takes to get from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
The longer it takes you to do something and you keep adding those pieces together, the longer the entire process takes. So in terms of performance, latency really affects your time to completion. And in most cases, your time to completion is how much dollars and money you put into the problem. So the faster you do it, the less power you're burning, the less time to actually move on to the next thing, so less resources, and the less equipment that you need. You know, if you think about it in compute per minute.
And so in the HPC world, just to extrapolate that a little bit, you're creating highly parallel compute nodes that are actually working on one task together. And so the communication between those entities is incredibly important.
Exactly. And that's a great way to put it because, you know, you take a big problem, divide it into lots of little pieces. Somewhere you have to assemble all that information back together. And the place you assemble that back is the network or the fabric. So, and latency will kill you there if it's very large.
How does iWARP do this in terms of building on top of the established Ethernet fabric?
So iWARP's built on top of TCP/IP. And if you look at almost every data center out there in the world, it's running TCP/IP. So it leverages everything that's in the data center today and basically extends it with this low latency capability. So we see that as the important way to bridge the gap between what's kind of been specialized, very purpose-built, focused efforts in high-performance computing and financial world to what the data center has been doing, you know, and cloud, I really think, brings that together.
Sure. Now, who needs to work together to make iWARP a reality? Is it hardware vendors, software vendors, everyone in between?
Well, you know, that's the funny part. A lot of it is actually almost all there today. So absolutely you need hardware vendors to be able to supply that capability. The other big piece, though, is the software. So the software interface. RDMA is a different programming animal than what you see on typical sockets application. And so to do that, you actually need a middleware or a messaging layer in between. And interesting enough, that's actually supplied by Open Fabrics Alliance today. They do something called OFED, Open Fabrics Enterprise Distribution. And they do that for iWARP, for InfiniBand, and it rolls into open source and therefore available for any Linux platforms. And Microsoft just launched one of their programs called Network Direct, which does the same thing. So really, you know, I think the ecosystem is there. Mm-hmm. As far as HPC and financials, you can take advantage of it today. I think for cloud, we need to emerge to the next level, which is do all this with virtualization and do it all in an environment that is open to the large data center.
So is that the next big challenge for you?
I think so, yeah. And I think it's more the applications being aware they can take advantage of this capability.
We've had some of your colleagues on the program talking about IO virtualization, mm-hmm. 10 gig Ethernet, fiber channel over Ethernet. Now we're talking about iWarp. Sounds like you guys are busy over in the networking group.
Yeah, I would say we are. And actually, we really see that to make this easier to deploy and for everybody to use, you need all that special sauce in one wire, right? So that's the way that's going to take off, is to be able to allow the end user, regardless of what they want to do, to be able to take advantage of whatever accelerates their performance, their job. If it's low latency, they're going to take advantage of the iWarp piece. If it's storage, maybe the iSCSI or fiber channel over Ethernet. You know, long distances with cheap cabling, 10G base T.
And so you've got the opportunity to deploy one cable, and whatever protocol that you want is going to be able to be supported.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're striving for. We call it unified networking. Some people out there call it converged networking. Mm-hmm. All the same thing, though. That's exactly right. One wire to do all.
So if people want to find out more about iWarp, where do they go?
The best place is intel.com/go/Ethernet. And on that webpage, we have all of our unified networking pillars, including iWarp.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being on the program.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks a lot.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.